I always get a kick of how, you know, some of these local media outlets write headlines anytime Mark McCloskey is in the news. Of course, he's running for U.S. Senate, and he joins us on KCMO. The Kansas City Star headline, Mark McCloskey, gun-waving lawyer and Missouri Senate candidate, faces law license suspension. Mark, I mean... gun waving. I don't know. I don't remember you seeing just like waving it in the air, but I always get a chuckle out of how those headlines are written. Good morning.
Yeah, you know, and they left out the part about how the peaceful protesters just got confused and walked through an open gate, and I came out and threatened them by waving my gun.
Yeah.
You know, the fake news just will never relent.
Well, let me ask you, Mark, what is the deal here, as I understand it, is I guess a Missouri's legal ethics watchdog has asked the state Supreme Court to suspend your law license for 6 months after you pled guilty to that misdemeanor assault.
Indefinitely.
Oh, indefinitely.
Actually, indefinitely suspended with no right to ask for reinstatement for 6 months, which means that after 6 months, I get to ask for my license back and my wife gets to ask for her license back, which may or may not happen. And if it does happen, it takes a long time to happen. And, you know, you have to, like, retake the multi-state bar exam and all this kind of stuff. But the bottom line is, you know, when we did what we did a year ago last June, from the President of the United States and the Governor of the State of Missouri and the Attorney General of the State of Missouri and 14 sitting United States congressmen all went on record saying that we did absolutely nothing wrong. In fact, those 14 United States congressmen asked Attorney General Barr to investigate Kim Gardner for charging us. And the basis of the chief disciplinary officer's request that we lose our licenses is that what we did was immoral, that it showed moral turpitude. Well, I totally object to that. I think what we did showed moral fortitude. And I can't tell you how many tens of thousands of people we've met since last June have come up to us and said that everybody should have the guts to do what you guys did, and I'd have done the exact same thing under the same circumstances. If that's immoral to defend your property, then there's something massively wrong in this country.
So, Mark, what are your concerns in terms of how much legitimacy this thing has and how far it could go?
Well, here's the thing. The procedure that's being employed does not even give me an evidentiary hearing. What happens is that the Supreme Court considers that information and motion and then will decide up or down on my law license and my wife's law license. And my understanding, I've never had this happen before, so I don't have a very good idea of how the procedure works. But from what I understand, I don't get a chance to call witnesses. I don't get a chance to put on evidence. It's just up or down. And I mean, it'd be devastating. It's, I'm reminded of last November when AOC went public with what she called the Trump Accountability Program or Project to make sure that everybody that supported President Trump is harassed and intimidated for the rest of their lives.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mark McCloskey's on KCMO. So, Mark, you're running for U.S. Senate, obviously, and you know, we've been talking a lot this week, especially with some of the video that's come out of places like Del Rio, Texas, where you've got hundreds and thousands of folks just kind of walking right across the Rio Grande into the United States of America, and boom, here they are. And the administration has no answers for it. You were down there at the border in the last couple of weeks. What did you see that is being underreported or not reported at all?
Well, I'll tell you, it's what's not being reported at all. I was down in Roma, Texas, 2 weeks ago today. Senator Ted Cruz was down in Laredo about 50 miles away. And what he reported on Fox was border agents, you know, finding people crawling out of manholes and coming out of the back of semis. But I'll tell you what I saw. What I saw is an orchestrated and coordinated effort between Texas National Guard, the Customs and Border Patrol, and the cartels to bring in as many human beings as possible. This wasn't a contest. These weren't people like you saw in Del Rio today on Fox, walking across a low water bridge without any work on the part of the Border Patrol. Everybody knows what's going on down there in Roma. At midnight, we were told to show up. Customs and Border Patrol puts up folding tables. They know how many people they're going to process. They know where they're going to go. They know how many buses they need to bring. They bring the buses up. They park them. They go down to the border. They go down to the Rio Grande. I've got all this on video. They signal over to the cartels on the other side. Cartel signals back. They've got immigrants lined up on the Mexican side of the river in new clothing, recently outfitted, new shoes, put them in the rubber boats, walk them across the river, the American side, where they're met by the Border Patrol. They wait until they accumulate 100 or so, and then the Border Patrol pickup truck drives to the top of the hill where the tables are set up, literally opens the gate to America and marches these people through, lines them up in columns and rows, allegedly by the age of the oldest child, no vetting. The Border Patrol doesn't have any clipboards. They're not taking down names. They don't have any computers. They don't have any cameras. They don't even ask the people they're processing to lower their newly issued masks to see if they're really the people that are supposed to be on whatever nominal documentation they have, and then load them in buses, and off they go to God knows where.
So what you are alleging, though, is that Border Patrol agents are working to break the law. Is that what you're saying?
Well, and this was after the Supreme Court ruled that the stay in Mexico policy had to be reinstated. So I spoke to one of the Border Patrol guys there. I said, is this volume the same as it's been for the last couple of months? He says, yes. I said, well, what about the Supreme Court's ruling on the stay in Mexico policy? He says, oh, I don't get involved in politics. But yeah, they are actively violating the law. They are in cooperation with the people that we've labeled as the cartels, and I'm told $8,000 a person.
Are they doing that because of their own wants, or are they doing that because you think that's what they're being told to do from higher ups?
Well, you know, I asked that question and I got crickets. I can tell you this though, that nobody that I saw in the hundreds of people that were being brought in during the couple hours that I was there until they loaded up all their buses and departed, nobody was over the age of 25. Everybody over the age of 16 or so had at least one child slung under an arm and another on their hip. There were hundreds of completely unescorted minors. We talked to some of them, as young as 8 years old. Where are you going? New Haven, Connecticut. I'm talking to a 9-year-old, 8-year-old kid from Guatemala that when asked where he's going in the United States, actually is a she, said New Haven, Connecticut. How would an 8 or 9-year-old kid from Guatemala even know the name of that city? And yet they're all new clothes, new shoes, with a destination, and their kids there as young as 1, 2, 3 months old. Nobody had diapers. Nobody had water bottles. Nobody had food. They were absolutely anticipating that every need and want would be provided to them as soon as they got to this side of the border.
What are you hearing in terms of, I've got a 4-month-old at home along with almost 3-year-old. I mean, they're hard enough to handle in a controlled environment in a house. I mean, what is that like seeing that down in Roma, Texas?
Well, and it's just heartbreaking. I'll tell you what it is. I mean, think about this. Think about hundreds of kids being loaded onto buses. And so I had lunch the next day with a young lady who's running for Congress from McAllen, Texas. Her husband's been a Border Patrol agent for 18 years. I said, what effort does the United States government make to determine whether or not any of these kids have anything physically to do with the adults that are bringing them across the border? She said under the Trump administration, they did DNA, but now nothing. And then so I asked, by what right, what law does the United States government have the right to take possession of thousands and now tens of thousands of unescorted kids, little kids, and take them into custody and distribute them to God knows where? And the where question I could never get an answer to, and the by what right question I could never get an answer to. And you know, Pete, if you or I went down to the border, picked up a 9-year-old girl and put her in the back of our car, there'd be an Amber Alert out in 10 seconds and we go to jail for the rest of our lives. But somehow our government believes it has the right to collect up these children, and nobody can tell me where they end up.
Jeez. Mark McCloskey on KCMO Talk Radio. Mark, and how long were you down there for?
We're down there for 3 days. We did a couple of days on the border. We see on TV now this international bridge with the tens of thousands of people from Haiti underneath it. That's right next to what used to be a reservoir in Del Rio, which has now been taken over by the government and is something of a processing center, where it says, you know, the park's closed, customs and border patrol vehicles only. But boy, you see buses storming out of there, filled to capacity. The buses have this kind of Orwellian statement on the side that says destination services. And when they go past you, instead of having a license plate in the back, they've got this fakey new paper stuff taped to the license plate frame. It is, and then no one can tell you where they go.
Wow.
And this is not a contest. This is not border security being unable to apprehend illegal aliens, or like you saw on TV today, thousands of people walking across Haitians. None of these people are from Mexico. All of these people claim to be from Central American countries, but it wasn't a contest. It was like they were being invited in and sent off to summer camp. Nobody looked anxious. Nobody looked scared. Nobody looked the slightest bit concerned. They all had been led to believe, and I suspect rightly so, that every need and want would be taken care of them, taken care of for them by the government. And then think about this, Pete. There were kids as young, 2, 3, 4, 5 months old, no documentation. Think about it when they start preschool in a year and a half or two. Where do you think they're going to claim they were born? And who's going to be able to dispute it? And then they get to bring in all their family members, you know, chain migration. And it's just, we were watching the organized destruction of America right before our eyes.
Mark McCloskey, running for U.S. Senate. Mark, thank you for being here. We appreciate the time. Thanks for sharing that.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Pete. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Mark McCloskey, running for U.S. Senate here in Missouri on KCMO.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.